Leading the news this morning, a new level of mutual trust and benefit. That's how Australia and China are now describing their partnership. Prime Minister Julia Gillard has held her first meeting with President Xi Jinping, and she says it's left her with a real sense of confidence. The talks focused on free trade negotiations and, of course, the security challenges posed by North Korea. Both leaders have called on North Korea to show calm and restraint. At least 10 children have been killed in a NATO airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. Witnesses say the victims were inside their homes when their village was attacked. NATO has confirmed so-called fire support was used, but says it's still investigating the circumstances. A woman has been killed and three others were injured when a semi-trailer lost control northeast of Melbourne last night. The truck jackknifed and collided with two oncoming cars at Dixon's Creek about 8:30. A woman in her 50s died at the scene and the truck driver was taken to hospital with serious injuries. Two horses that were being towed in a trailer also died. The federal court in Perth will today hear allegations foreign workers were paid less than $3 an hour to work on oil rigs off Western Australia. Two foreign companies and a local firm are accused of underpaying four Filipinos who worked on rigs leased by Woodside Petroleum.